Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I don't think you need a podcast to tell you that staying fit and healthy is important. And I'm certainly not going to be able to say all there is to say about diet and exercise in just a few minutes. But today, what I'd like you to take away is that exercise is a key ingredient in maintaining balance between mind, body, and soul. And it doesn't have to be difficult to get into the frame of mind of eating right and exercising regularly. As writers, we spend a lot of time sitting. And not even counting the studies that have found that being in the actual sitting position for extended periods of time can lead to health problems, the simple fact is that any time spent sitting is not spent exercising. And with all of our daily commitments, it can be difficult to find an available slot to pencil in physical activity. I know there are many reasons, both personal and physical, that you may not want to go to the gym, or you may not want to go outside, or you may not even want to set up a workout space in your own home. Maybe you feel you can't afford it. Maybe you don't enjoy the atmosphere of a gym. Or maybe the thought of the work you'd have to put into it is just overwhelming. But first of all, there are workout routines that you can set up for either free or very little money. And second, you won't be able to afford anything or find the time to do it unless you make it a priority. So if you're the kind of person that always has a reason you can't or don't want to work out, use today's episode as a starting point for changing your attitude toward exercise. If you're a very sedentary person to begin with, consider starting out by going for a walk every morning, or maybe even in the afternoon if it's too cold in the morning. Although I find that the cold makes me walk faster and gets my heart rate higher. Once you establish a regular exercise routine, you'll find writing is easier. And there are several reasons for this. Your reduced stress level will help you sleep better. The better sleep will help you think more clearly when you write, and your creative juices will flow more abundantly. And less stress, more sleep, and better writing will increase your energy level, which will motivate you to continue exercising regularly. And of course, the exercise itself will contribute to lowering blood pressure, extending your lifespan, and just making you look better and feel better about yourself. It's an upward spiral that brings about many positive and lasting changes. As for food, I'm not a nutritionist, and obviously a comprehensive guide to good eating would fill many tomes, but I like to take a common sense approach to eating right. My theory is, the more your food resembles its original form when it was harvested, picked off a tree, or dug out of the ground, the less processed it's bound to be, and the better for you it'll be. And when I say better for you, I mean it makes you feel good. Not when you're eating it, heck, a candy bar can do that, but as the day goes on, if you feel satisfied but not stuffed, energized but not about to crash, and you still have an appetite in time for each meal, you're probably eating the right foods. If you're experiencing sluggishness, sickness, depression, or anxiety, a good exercise routine and a good diet can both help alleviate any of these problems. And in the end, one of the biggest benefits is one we can all use. Our writing improves. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions. So you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors. dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.